Okay, today's daf Tzadik He. We're in Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. We're a little behind. We're up to where it says V'lav Itmar Allah. V'lav Itmar Allah. So what's going on? Our Mishnah had a case where a woman goes overseas. Then they said she died. The husband married her sister. Then she comes back. So the halacha is she can go back to her first husband. She can go back the wife. The Gemara said, well, that can't be Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds you have to give a get. Our Mishnah didn't say anything about a get. So the Gemara says, one second. V'lav Itmar Allah, didn't we learn about that Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Chiya, Amar Yosef, Amar Rav, Hai Esh Esach, Hechidami. What case did Rabbi Akiva say you have to give a get? Kigon, Shekidesh Achiv Esa Isha, a brother, is Mekadesh a woman, V'halach Levadina Zayam, then they said he died. V'shama Shemeth, by the way, it's Kidesh Achiv, just Kiddushin. V'shama Shemeth Achiv, then they heard the brother died. V'amad V'nasa Es Ishto. Then the brother went ahead and married the sister. Married the wife, which is not the sister, the wife, which is Yibum. Right? The Amri Inchi, so what are people going to say? What are people going to say? Oh, no, one second. Yeah. So far so good. The Amri Inchi, people are going to say, then what happened? Then she shows up. Then he shows up and comes back. So what are people going to say? People are going to say, Hach Kama, the first husband, you know what happened? Tana Havile B'Kiddushin. He made a Tanai on Kiddushin. I'm only going to marry you on condition I win the lottery. So what happened? He didn't win the lottery. So the Kiddushin is Batal.
That's what the people are
going to
say?
Yes. V'hai Shaper Nasiv. And the second husband is a good marriage. Because the first marriage, everyone saw the Kiddushin. It was in Times Square. It was a big event. Everyone saw the Kiddushin. But no one saw the Tanai. The Tanai was only whatever. That Tanai never happened. And now the second husband is 100% allowed to marry her. It's his brother's wife. Doesn't make a difference. There was no Kiddushin. The whole Kiddushin was undone. V'hai Achos Isha. What about a wife's sister? Hachid Nami? Hechidami, same thing. Kigon, Shekidish as Isha, Yigmakadish a woman, Vahalach Lamadina Sayam, then she went overseas, Vishama Shemesa, you heard she died, Ahmad, he got up, Vinasa Sachosa, marries his sister. The Amri Inchi people will say, Hach Kamaisa, the first marriage, Tanahavale, Kedushin. That was a Tanai. Vaha, Shaper Nasif. And this marriage is good. Ella, however, bin Nisuin, if there's already bin Nisuin, Mi'ikal Mimma Tanahavale bin Nisuin, you can't have a Tanai on Nisuin. We'll try it out for 3 years and see if we like it. You can't do that. You can only have a.
That's a lot of problems.
Yeah, that would be nice, no?
You can't.
Well, a learner's prayer, right. You can only have a Tanai on a Kedushin, not on a Nisuin, right? Our Mishnah was talking about Nisuin. They were married for a long time. Our Mishnah was talking about Nisuin, right? Even Rabbi Akiva would agree you don't need a get in that case. Why? What are people going to say without a get? There was a Tanai. Nobody's going to say that. There's nothing for people to say. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree you don't need a get. So our Mishnah could even be Rabbi Akiva. Amalei Rav Ashi Lof Kahana Eat Rabbi Akiva Lithni Nami Chamaso. Then why didn't, if Yara Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, why don't we add also the case of a mother-in-law? Because Rabbi Akiva is going to hold that, why? The Hashma'in and Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, who says, Chomoso la'achar misa, lav b'sreifa. After your wife dies, yes, Rabbi Akiva has a very unique shita, that we always knew that any arayis goes on forever. Doesn't stop, except for one. Which one? Your wife's sister. Rabbi Akiva holds your mother-in-law. If your wife passes away, you're allowed to marry. Ain't a sreifa. There's no sreifa.
Well, what is it though? What? Is it?
What?
There's no sreifa.
Oh, that's the Gemara's going to answer that. That's the Gemara's going to answer. There's no sreifa. You're not allowed to do it. That's what the Gemara's going to answer. But in the Kasha, you can marry your mother-in-law. Rabbi Akiva holds no sreifa. So right? Therefore what? You're allowed to marry her. Right? So why don't we give that same case? You married your mother-in-law as a mistake. You thought your wife died. She didn't die. She came back. Same story. So the Tanya, it says, Ba'esh, if you have a relationship with your mother-in-law, it says, Ba'esh Yisrofu, they get killed. Oso, you, the es hen and them. What does that mean? That means you married to a woman. Then you had relations with her mother. Right? So what does it mean? Oh, you did that? Oh, so you get killed? The es hen. And them? Who's them? The mother-in-law. What's them? Your wife? She didn't do anything wrong.
Anybody She's, else marries?
No. Yeah, it's Oso. You can't marry Oso.
It implies the wife.
It implies the wife. What'd she do wrong? She didn't. You married a woman and then went ahead and had an affair with her mother. She didn't do anything wrong. What do you mean them? So, the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva and Rishon had a kasha about that. Right? So, Oso v'yesen, achas mehen div Rabbi Shmuel. Rishon says it means one of them, meaning the mother-in-law. Don't get so excited. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, no. Oso v'yes shtehen. It's both of them.
Wife
also. No, can't be the wife. She didn't do anything wrong. So who is it? Now, Bishloma la baya de Amar Mashmuel Darshanikamanaihu. If you want to say to the Machalok, it's about a drosha, Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Chada, Ksiv, Rabbi Akiva Savar, Tarti, Ksiv. Who's Tarti? It's the mother-in-law and her mother. You're like, this guy's got real issues. He married a woman, had an affair with her mother, and then with her grandmother. That's the two. So who gets killed? Oso, the man. That's him, both these women.
What's the
chiddush?
What? If you have an affair with both women, why?
Well, I needed her to tell me now that I have a relationship with your mother-in-law. I didn't know. Why would I know that?
And her mother.
Mother's mother-in-law.
That's how Abaye explained to Rabbi Akiva. Ela l'Rava, but according to Rava, who explained Amar Chamaso Lacha Misa Ikibenayhu. No, after Misa, it's Mutter. Then listening Ami Chamaso, so why isn't the mother-in-law in our Mishnah? So Amalei, no, Nehi Di Miyata Kral Misreifa. You're right. There's no Sreifa. Mi Sur Mi Miyata Kral. Is it Mutter? Of course, it's not Mutter. For whatever reason, Rava holds, Rabbi Akiva holds, it's not Misa, not Sreifa, but it's not Mutter. So therefore, it's not an exclusion.
Did that really answer the SM?
What?
Did that really answer the SM?
Is that really what?
Did that answer the SM?
I'm not sure if it answered the SM.
According to Rabbi Akiva, it's only after his wife's death.
Hmm?
It's only after his wife's death that he's allowed to, in theory, marry his mother.
Correct. Only after her death. Right, so what does Eshen mean according to this? Yeah. Oso means him, the Eshen.
He's the grandmother.
Yeah, the grandmother, yeah.
Eshen would be the same.
Eshen really means two.
Same lineage.
Right.
The same lineage. That would be the same strength.
No, not necessarily.
But the Eshen,
that's
the same.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go to a very long topic, very hard. The premise is as follows: Rachel and Leah are sisters, right? Yesterday we had Avraham married Rachel, and Yitzchak was married to Leah. Then what happened? Yitzchak and Rachel went away. They said they died, so Avraham married Leah. Who's Leah? His wife's sister.
Right.
Then the two of them show up, they come back. So now Leah is messed up. Because
right.
Leah married another man. Okay. What about Avram? So he can go back to his wife, Rachel.
Right.
The Gemara is going to say, well, why doesn't the relationship that Avram had with Leah aser him from going back to Rachel? Why should it? Because it's an erva.
Even though she didn't die.
We thought.
Yeah.
So by the way, all these types of things, they don't matter. It doesn't really matter if it's on a purpose or not, does it?
No.
So why shouldn't that? Why doesn't that asa her? Right. That's it. It's the Gemara. Viti aser shechiva da'achosa. The first wife should be aser because of a relationship with a sister. Right. Midi dehavi, it's just like Isha, a woman, Shahalach Baila Limedina Zayam, right? Whose husband went overseas. Let's see Rashi. Second to bottom line. Midi dehavi Isha Shahalach Baila Limedina Zayam. Demistera Libaila Bishrivas Ha'acharon. What happens? A woman hears her husband went overseas. So what does she do? She gets remarried. Boom. The minute she remarries that guy, she can't go back to her husband. Being with someone else asers her to her husband. Afal pi, says Rashi, she shogeges. Even though she didn't do it on purpose, she thought he's dead. She never would have done that. She was quite happy. She never would have done that. Why'd she do it? It was a mistake. Yet, she can't go back to her husband.
Can't go back to her first husband.
She can't go back to her first husband.
Similar.
Right? So how come he can go back to her? In the case where...
This guy go back to his first wife.
Exactly. Since he spent time with the wife's sister,
right,
that should answer the first wife from coming back. Why doesn't it? Okay? We're going to have this question now for the entire Amud Aleph. Ready? So the Gemara says, lo dummy. It's not the same thing. On the bottom of Tzadik Dalet Beis. Ishto, a woman, dibimezit asira daraisa, if she would have done this on purpose, then she would not be able to go back to her husband, right? Then, bishogeg, gazir verabana. Bishogeg, the rabbana made xera, and said, sorry lady, you can't go back. Achosisha, but an achosisha, right? Dibimezit lo asira midaraisa. Even if she did this, bimezit, right? Why can't the husband go back to his... The guy has an affair with his wife's sister. Well, he can't go back to his wife? Right? Of course he can. A woman that has an affair cannot go back to her husband. It's different.
A different concept.
If a man has an affair, he can go back to his wife.
What are we trying to figure out that we haven't learned during 25 times? Already?
What do you mean?
50 times.
No, we never had this.
No.
We never had this.
This is all the same stuff.
Right.
Same error.
That's your bonus.
I understand what the different cases.
We never had a situation where a man married someone else and wanted to go back to his wife. We never had that in this Mizrach yet.
He's allowed to.
What? Okay, so this is the Makar.
Why is that? Why does it have to seem fair?
This is the place where it comes up. So this is it. We all know this. We never had this before. So, Bishogeg, lo gazer v'rabanan. Bishogeg is no gzera. That's why he's letting go back to his wife. Now, Umanal and Deloa Sira, how do you know it's not Usr? How do you know he's allowed to do that?
Why doesn't he say the same thing he said in yesterday's staff that it was their responsibility to check?
What? That's exactly the point. Yeah. By a woman where Midaraisa, she can't go back to her husband, Midarabana, we made a gzera. What's the gzera? You better be right, lady. Because
right,
if you're not right, you're going to be messed up.
Right.
Here, even if he did it to a raisa, a man, he can still go back to his wife.
Yep.
So Bishogi, he can't go back to his wife, so doesn't check out.
But from a wife's perspective, he's got a problem.
Fine, that's what we said. In that case, Leah is messed up.
Right.
Leah's got problems. Okay. Why? Because she wasn't careful.
Right. It says, Loisa deraisa, if you divorce your wife, can you marry her sister?
No.
Is that also what? Is it sir deraisa?
It's the Gemara's going to mention that in a minute. It's a good question. So, D'Tanya, it says, Osa Shchivasa Osarta. Only your wife, some kind of relations, will Asa her. V'ein Shchivas Achosa Osarta. Not your sister's wife, not your wife's sister, not someone else. How can a relationship with someone else Asa your wife? How could that work? That only works on a woman. How could that work? What's doing with this woman have to do with my wife? Right? By the way, Shayachal Falo Dinhu. I would have thought it's a Kal V'chomer. Why? Umamakam Shabal Isser Kal. If you have an Isser Kal, the whole Amud Beis is what's the Isser Kal? The Isser Kal is going to be Eishes Ish. Why is it an Isser Kal? It's a very severe Aveira. It's an Isser Kal because you can get out of it. How do you get out of it? Divorce your wife.
But you did it already.
But the point is that it's an Isser Kal because it's not forever.
Okay.
It's a very small reason why it's an Isser Kal. It's not permanent. That's the only reason why the Gemara is going to say that. Hopefully we get there. Ma makom shabal iser kal nesar oser, right? The one who causes the iser, meaning the husband, he becomes usher himself, right? Meaning, if you have relations with Eishes Ish, right? Nesar oser, the one who's usher to you, you make usher. Can't ever marry this person again, all that. So Makom Shabbal is a chamor. So you have a chamor here. What's in a chamor? Your wife's sister. Eino did Shenesar Oser. Shouldn't that Aser your own wife to you? By being with her sister? Amar Yehuda lo nechlegu beishamayu beishilel bilba'acha maso sheposel zishto. They don't argue that if you have relations with your mother-in-law, you do posel your wife. By being with your mother-in-law, you can't go back to your wife, says Rabbi Yehuda. It's unbelievable. Alma nechlegu, what do they argue on? Bilba'acha zishto. If you have relations with your wife's sister. Shebeshame Omer in Posel. Beshame says, that's it, you lost, you can't go back to your wife. Ubatil Omer, lo Posel. You don't go back to your wife. That's a Behuda. Omer Biosi, lo nechlegu Beshame Batil, lo balachos ishto, shlo posel ishto. Now everybody agrees, even Beshame agrees, that if you have relationship with your wife's sister, you can go back to your wife. It's not an easy daf. You can go back to your wife. Alma nechlegu, what are they arguing about? Baba'achamoso, mother in law. Beshame Omer in Posel. Betil Omer, lo Posel. Lafi, because Shebetchila hu motor b'chal Hashem Shabbola. Before they got married, you're motor to everybody in the world. Vihi muteris b'chal Hashem Shabbola. And she can marry any man in the world, and barring relatives. Everyone's open game, everyone's fair game. Kacha, you marry a woman who osra vihi osarta. He asks her certain people to her, and she asks her certain people to him. Who? Meruba iser she'asar iser she'asar tahu. He asers her on more people than she asers him. Why? Shehu also b'chal nashim she'ba'olam. By him marrying her, he asers her on every man in the world. Does her marriage to him aser him on every woman in the world?
He can marry another woman.
Who does she aser him on? Her relatives. Right, that's it. Very small number of people. Just her relatives. Her mother, her sister, her daughter. That's it. Right? Just her relatives. Not any other woman in the world. Not the other 7 billion people. If he asers her from the whole world, Shagiga Beisrla. Just one second. Shagiga. Ba'asrla, ain't.
Yeah.
How do you read this? One second. Valodinu mahu him shasra b'chal hashem olam. He asers her from every man in the world. Shagiga. So if she by mistake has a relationship, right? Ba'asrla, would someone aser to her? Ainu no seres. Right. She doesn't become aser. She can go back to her husband. Bimutter la, she's mutter to him, right? The husband's still mutter to him, says the Malo Aroim, but a wife of a Kohen, it's not true. Because even if it's Beshogig, she can't go back to her husband. This whole thing wouldn't work. So she, Shelo Asartahu El Bekrovoseha, she only asers him to some relatives. So Shagad Beisrlo, let's say he made a mistake with those relatives. He married, let's say, his sister, the wife's sister. Had a relationship with the wife's sister, Beshogig, he didn't forget. He thought his wife was dead. Ain't no din, Shalom Esrlo, but Mutalo? Shouldn't it for sure be true that he can go back to his wife? Right? For sure true. On a Shogig?
On the presumption initially, who said it's true? If she has an affair with someone, Beshogig, she can go back to the husband?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like you can't.
No, that's the case if they said he died, but only one aid.
Difference.
What? Well, let's say she thought it's her husband. Yeah. She came home one night. She gets into bed. She thinks it's her husband.
Right.
And it's true. That's not true. It's on him. It's a shogig. She can still go back to her husband.
Right. But why is it a shogig when one of them comes and says the husband?
Because
died?
It's a gzeira.
It's a gzeira.
Right. It's a gzeira. It's a shogig. We're not saying it was on purpose.
Right.
Right. So. By the way, a mom's will be produced even on a shogig. Separate thing.
Right?
Because right. Mom, they don't need kavana for that. Vizeh hadin, l'shogig. All that's true for a shogig. B'mezid menayin, what about b'mezid? Tamud lamar osa shchivas osarta, vein shchivas achos osarta. Relation to someone else doesn't want to ask your wife on a husband. Amr v'ami, Amr shlokish, my time with the Behuda. What's the Behuda's reason? That if you have relations with your mother-in-law, you can't go back to your wife? What's the reason for that? So dechsev be'esh yisrofu oso v'yes hen. Right? Who gets burned? Him and them. So who's them? V'chikala kala bayis kula b'sefo. Everyone gets killed. Like what's going on here? The wife didn't do anything wrong, as we said before. She didn't do anything wrong. So, im einu einu l'sreifa, teneu einu l'isura. If it can't mean sreifa, then you know what it means? It means it is, sir. That he can't go back to his wife. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Hahud avad isura b'chamase. That's what happened once. A guy had a relationship with his mother-in-law. I see Rabbi Yehuda nagde. Rabbi Yehuda gave malchus. He beat him up. Amalei, he loved Amar Shmuel, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. If not for the fact that Shmuel said we don't hold like you, asrisa alech isura da'olam, I would have not let you go back to your wife. But we don't hold like me, so you can go back. Okay? Now, that ends that piece of Gemara. Now, the next hard Gemara is, my Isser Kal. What does it mean, Isser Kal? What did the Gemara say? Kavachomer. If by an Isser Kal, you don't answer. So for sure, by an Isser Chomer, you should answer. What, right? That's the Kavachomer. What's Isser Kal? Amar Rav Chisda, Machzer Gerushaso Mishinises. A machzer grushaso after she married someone else. That's an Isser Kal. And if that is okay, if that doesn't answer, then for sure a wife sits that wasn't doesn't answer. That's the Kal V'chomer. So one second. What's going on here? Ba'aleha hai. What happened? You're married to a woman. You're husband number one. You divorce her. She then goes ahead and marries husband number two. The minute husband number two marries her, you can't marry her ever again. Right? So ba'aleha hai, by the marriage to number two, asra aleha dahai. Number one can't marry her. Ba'aleha iduch. What if number one does have relations with her? What if he does? You know what happens? Asra aleha dahai. He asks her on number two. Right? So what do you see from that? What do you see from that? And if not for the word osa, then surely an Isser Chamor should prohibit the marriage. If that is all true, then for sure, if a man has relations with his wife's sister, which is more than an Isser Chamor, for sure he shouldn't go back to her. The Torah said osa, you can go back to her. That was the Kal V'chomer. So Gemara, what are you talking about? Ma'al ma'achsa grushatso, mishanises. One second, it's much different here. Why? Shekein nitma haguf. It's the same woman. It's the same woman. In other words, husband number one had relations with this woman. Then number two married her. Then number one go ahead and had an affair with her. It's the same woman. In our case, it's a different woman. Right? Not comparable. That can't be. That can't be. Right? Number one is the same woman. Number two, Visura Barov. Right? This applies to the whole world. What does it mean it applies to the whole world? Right?
Many husband number two is in
the world. It applies to the whole world. And number three, the Isura Isser Olam. And it also applies forever. Your wife's sister doesn't apply forever. It only applies, first of all, it's not the same guf. It's not the same guf. Why is it not the same guf? Because in this case, the Machzer Grushaso, the woman, is the same victim here. Oh, she's with number one, then she's with number two, then she's with number one. Asher's number two. In our case, you have a marriage, you're married to a woman, you have relations with the sister, now you want to go back to your own wife. Not the same thing at all, it's a different woman. How can relations with that woman answer my... What kind of kavachomer is that? Isser Kal like this, Machzer Grushaso, Isser Kal. So for sure, by Isser Chomer of a wife's sister, I shouldn't be able to go back to my wife? Says the Torah, no, you can. But one second. First of all, it's a different woman. The Aver was a different, not the same woman. Here, it's the same woman. The Aver was a different woman. And number three, it doesn't last forever, this Isser. Because if your wife dies, it's mutter. And what's number two? Rov Olam. Right? What does it mean, Rov Olam?
Rov.
Oh, this Isser can't apply by anybody except you. Because you're the only one that has a wife's sister. But in our case, anyone can marry this Machzer Grushaso.
Yeah.
Anyone can marry her, and then by the first husband coming back and having relations with her, Nebuch, the second husband, can't marry her anymore. Here, only one person has a problem, not the whole world. So that can't be the case. El Amr Shlakish, Yivama. It's a case of Yivama. What does that mean? Yivama Laman. What does that mean, Yivama? Ile Malacher. It doesn't mean someone else. That means what? That means, what does that mean? That this woman was waiting for Yibum. And she jumped the gun, and she married someone else, not the brother. Right? Where am I? Because they're from Nuna, Shemeres Yavam Shetzinsa, Asur LeYavama, Shemeres Yavam, that has relations, can't go back to the Yibam, can't go back to the Yavam, right? That's Kavachomer. If this woman, who has relations with someone else, not the brother, she goes outside to the Shuk and has a marriage with somebody, the brother can no longer do Yibam. So for sure, if you have relations with your wife's sister, you can't go back to your wife. Says the Torah, no, you can. So it says the Gemara, one second. Ma'ali Yavama, same thing. Shekinim Ha'aguf, it's the same woman. V'yisur Barov. And this will apply to anybody in the world. How about this one? Yavam al-Achen. What does Yavam al-Achen mean? That means like this. One brother does Mimer. So I'm getting her. I can't believe my brother died. Oh, so what does he do? Oved ba Mimer. By doing Mimer, Hai Asra Aleha Dahai. He asers every other brother. Ba Aleha Iduch. If one of the other brothers goes ahead and marries her,
does Yibum,
which he's not allowed to do, Asra Aleha Dahai. He asers the one who did Mimer. And we learned that, remember? By one ahead, bypassing Mimer, you ruin the Mimer. Right?
What is he trying to bring out here? This is a Kal?
A Tekal.
It's a Kal. I thought Kal is the only difference is no curse. Is that the only difference?
Yeah. What's yeah. So exactly. So what's the Kal? So we're going to say the Kal is Eishas Ish. Right? That's what we're going to say. We're going to say it's Eishas Ish. Right? So one second. My ear is Shabbal Shani. So why did it have to be a case of the second one had relations? Afilu Ovid Bam Nami Mimer. Even if the second one does Mimer, he ruins the first one's Mimer. And we learned that?
Yeah.
Right? But he has to have relations for it. It's so severe. Even if he gets Mimer. Halo Kasha, that's not a Kasha. Kerb Gilil. The Amr Ein Mimer Acha Mimer. Well, Rabbi Gilil held there's no such Mimer after Mimer. Ella, but then one second. I feel Nasan Loget. I feel Chalat Law. Even if he gave her a get, even if he gave her Chalitza, that ruins the Mimer too. What if it has to be so severe they had relations? You're right. The Gemara says you're right. El Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Sota. What's an Issachal? Sota. What's Sota? Sota Laman, what kind of Sota? Ilay Malabal. What does it mean? That means that the husband had suspicions about her, told her she better not see that guy.
On the way to,
and then he has relations with her. Ba'aleha Baal, Asra Oled the Boel. So by having relations with her, he asers the Boel. The Boel's anyway, Asr. Right? My area is Ba'aleha. I feel less than a get. Even if he said, I'm giving you a get, I don't want you to, I can't look at you, here's a get. She cannot let him marry that guy. Right? Afilu Amar Ein Le'animashka. I'm not drinking this. Right? I'm not doing it. She still can't marry the other guy. Ella, Sota Laboel. So maybe the case is Sota Laboel. What's a Sota Laboel? That by having relations with the Boel, not a secret thing, a public thing, she can't go back to her husband. Which is the same thing. It's really Eishas Ish.
Yeah.
It's really Eishas Ish. Right? Then hi, Isra Kalu, Isra Chamuhu. Dahinu Eishas Ish. That's Eishas Ish. So the Gemara says, Ella Amarava Eishas Ish. It means Eishas Ish. Lachin Kiyasa Ravin Amar Yochanan Eishas Ish. So my car is Isra Kal. Why is it called Isra Kal? Shein Hasura Isura Kal Yamav. It's not Usur forever.
She dies.
Or he divorces her, she can marry whoever she wants. Tanya Nami, which is not true by a mother-in-law. You can never marry your mother-in-law. Even your wife is dead 50 years. You know,
what's the case you're going
to
get? What does that mean?
What?
She has an affair?
No, that is the problem. But since there's a potential for her to get out of this Isser, she's dying to marry that guy. The problem is she's married to you. So she begs you, please divorce me. All right, I'll divorce you. So by you divorcing her, she can marry that guy. The Isser went away. There's no other, right? You can never marry your wife's daughter. No matter how many years go by, no matter how long she's dead, doesn't matter. You can never do it. So in that respect, it's Isra Kal. Tanya Namiachi, Amar Chanan, Amar Abachanan, Amar Mishumar Belazar, Eish is Ish. Ma Makam Bal Isra Kal. What happens if you have relations with an Eish is Ish? She'ein Iha Asura, Asura Kal Yamav, where the husband asers his wife from everybody else in the world, but that's not permanent.
Sure.
That could be undone. How? Either he dies or he divorces her. Nevertheless, Nesar Oser, the other man is Usr. That other man can't marry her. She has an affair, she can't marry that other man. Habal Isr Chamur. But if he has relations with Isr Chamur, like who? Like his wife's sister. Jet Shasura Isr Kal Yamav, which that lasts forever, as long as they're alive. Ain Odin Shasur Shinesra Oser. Shouldn't that Usr for him to come back to his own wife? Tamad Lamar Osa. Osa Shchivasa Osartav Ein Shchivasa Chosa Osartav. No, only an Issa with her own body, with his wife. Yeah, she has an affair. B'show B'mezid. Yeah, Shitaka can't go back to her husband. But if the husband has relations with his wife's sister, what does that have to do with his wife? Right? That's a big, that'll be a nice Shalom Bayis issue over there, but it doesn't mean you can't marry. It doesn't mean you can't go back home. Okay? Good? Good. Okay, that was the easy part of today's daf. Not joking. Uh-huh. Next. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Kol Shaposel. Okay, Rabbi Yossi made a statement. We didn't understand what the statement was. But what did it say? Kol Shaposel al yidei atzmo, ein posel al yidei acherim. Ein posel al yidei atzmo. What does that mean? What does that mean? So, the whole daf, we're going to try to figure out what that means. Ready? Mike Amar Rabbi Yossi. What did Rabbi Yossi say? Ilei madama tana kana. If he said like this, Tana Kama said as follows: the Azal Ishto, Rachel went, the Githo, the man that's talking here is Avraham. Avraham was married to Rachel. He had a brother-in-law named Yitzchak who was married to Leah. So the Azal Ishto, Rachel, his wife, the Githo, and his brother-in-law Yitzchak went to Medina Sayam, right? So then Ashes Githo, right? Aisha's Giso is Leah.
It's his
sister-in-law. Asira is Asir to him. V'ishto, but Rachel, Sharia, is Mutter. That's what we said, right? The husband can go back to his wife, but the wife can't go back to her husband. That's what we said in the Mishnah. V'amalei Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, well, ki heichi the ishto Sharia, Aisha's Giso nami Sharia. I hold, just like Rachel can go back to Avram, so too Leah can go back to her husband. I hold that, right? Why would he hold that? Why would he hold that? Why can't a wife go back to the husband? Why can't a wife go back? What was the reason a wife can't go back?
It's an error.
What? It was a mistake. It was a bishogeg. You asked this question. What's, why can't he go back? Why can't she go back? She no kids, no mom's there. She married her. She got married to her brother-in-law, thinking her sister's dead. Right. So why can't she? They both show up. Why can't she go back to her husband? No, that's not why. So on Peches and Midbeis, we said why. We said it's a gzira. What's the gzira? People are going to think that you don't need a get. Right. That's what we said, right? People are going to see what's going on here. I knew a month ago, Rachel and Yitzchak, Leah and Yitzchak were happily married. Then I see Yitzchak's married, Leah's married to Avram. Now Leah's married back to Yitzchak. What's going on here? I didn't see any get. I didn't see a notice in the newspaper about a get. What's going on here? Yeah, you can look at this. You just pick up and leave married. It's like you know, like Goyim. Just get up and leave. I'm married to him. Married to him. Married to him. What's going on here? Because of that, they didn't allow it.
Why can't you give a get and then go back?
Why can't you?
Yeah, and say give a get and then go back.
Because you're not allowed to marry your sister's Grusha. But what about if it's not a sister? What about if it's not a sister? Right?
That's a whole history.
She's still the problem.
The whole history is that
you can marry whoever you want.
Exactly. He's not the problem. She's got the problem.
You can marry 100 women.
People are going to think, husband number one gave a get. Husband number two married her.
Right.
You're allowed to go back to husband number one?
Correct.
Right. That's the problem. That's the problem. It doesn't matter if it's a sister or not. That's the problem. That's what people are going to think. We know you're not allowed to do that. Look what's going on here. No one's going to realize there's no get. They thought he died. So because of this gezeira, we don't allow it. Right? And what did Rabbi Yossi come along and say? Right?
Be consistent.
What?
Just be consistent with the same action. Can't ask one and be matter the other. It's matter everybody.
That's right.
So ihachi call. They're right. So therefore, in this one unique case, Rabbi Yossi said it's mutter. So if that's the case, why? Because the other side goes back,
yeah.
Right? So how could you have one? The same four people. How could you have one go back and one not go back? So ihachi, if that's the case, call she'ein pasal idei achim ein pasal idei atzmo. That's incorrect. It should say, "Kol she'ein posel ayde atzmo, ein posel ayde echem mi boyale." Right? Okay? The Ella, rather, Kihechi, the Eshes, Geese, so that can't be right. So what did Yossi mean to say? Meant to follow. Kihechi, the Eshes, Geese, Asura. How about the other way around? Just like Leah can't go back to her husband, Ishtonami Asira, so too Rachel can't go back to her husband. Is that what it means? Then, Hatina, Kol Sheposel. That makes sense if you say the first half of the statement. Kol She'ein Aposel Ma'avidite. What do you mean Kol She'ein Aposel? There's no heter here.
None.
There's none. Everything's aser. So there are two answers to the quote Rabbi Yossi meant to say. Amar Rabbi Ami Arisha. Rabbi Ami says that Rabbi Yossi was talking about the Risha. What Risha? Go back to the beginning of the Perek. The beginning of the Perek was like this. Ni says al pi bezdin. If she got remarried, what happened? One aide came and said the husband died. So they come to Bezdin. Bezdin says, you better be right. You want to go get married. That's Nisal P. Bezdin. Right? Tetzei, what happens? What happens if the husband comes back? Can she stay married to the second husband? No. Ooh, Petura may not carbon. Does she bring a carbon? Also not. Why not? It was a shogeg. I'll be Adam. What about Adam? What about if two Adam come? So you don't need Bezdin now? I have two Adam? What's the story now? Nothing changed. Tete, she also has to leave. Right? However, over here, the chayev has to be carbon. She has to bring a carbon. Why she has to bring a carbon? What?
No, shogeg. You bring your person. You bring your carbon for shogeg.
I'm sorry. The first one was not for shogeg. I'm sorry. It was bemazed. It's worse. Here it's a shogeg. Two Adam, rely on two Adam. Yafa kochel shel Bezdin, she patur min hakarbon. Bezdin's better, because with Bezdin you don't have to bring a carbon. Either way, your life is ruined, but at least you don't have to bring a carbon, right?
At least no problem. Yeah.
Now, Reb Shimon said, this is very important, the whole Gemara now rests on this. Reb Shimon said that if there are Adam, you can go back to your first wife. You can go back to your first husband, I'm sorry. If there are Adam. If two Adam came and said he died, right. So she got remarried, and it turns out it was a mistake, she can go back to if there's two Adam. Right? Tanakama didn't say that, Reb Shimon said that. The Ka'amar Tanakama, and the Tanakama said something else. Our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? That if a woman goes to Medina Sayyam, she can go back to her husband in all cases. Oh, she can go back to her husband, right? If a woman goes to Medina Sayyam, husband gets remarried, she can go back to her first husband. And our Mishnah, the Karma Tanakama, Lo Shnal Pi Edim, right? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if there are Edim, the Asia's Giso Sharia, where the sister-in-law was Mutter. Velo Shnal Pi Bezdin, the Asia's Giso Asira. And it doesn't matter if it was with Bezdin's 1 8, I'm sorry. The Asia's Giso Asira. Where, right? Right. In other words, according to Reb Shimon, now what's the case now? The case now is she went overseas. Right? She went overseas. What if two Adam come and say he died? She died. So what happens? Avram marries Leah. Right? Then they both show up. It was a mistake. So according to Reb Shimon, everybody can go back. Everybody could. Why? Because it's two Adam. Right. Leah can go back to her husband.
Right.
What about 1 8? The wife who we thought died always goes back to her husband. Right? Right? What about Leah? Well, with 1 8, no.
Right?
Right? With 1 8, no. Right? Now, that's all the Tanakama. The Kamala Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi comes along, I'll pee Bezdin. When it's a case of Bezdin, meaning 1 8, Sheposel al yedei acherim, where someone else gets pusel. Who's that? The sister-in-law, right? This Rachel's Leah woman. She's messed up. Posel al yedei atzmo. What does posel al yedei atzmo mean? He pusels his own wife as well. Al pi edim. But if there are edim, two edim, the eino posel al yedei acherim, where no one else becomes pusel. Why? Because we're holding like from Shimon that if there are two Adam, you can go back to your wife. The wife can go back to her husband also. They ain't a posel al yedei atzmo. like Reb Shimon.
He can take back his first wife.
He can take back his first wife. Okay? Okay? That's what Reb Yossi meant to say. That's one answer.
How's that different than Yisabiyah?
It's very different. Trust me, it's different. That's one answer. Reb Yitzchak Nafcha Omar, a second answer. La'olam ha-seifa. Really, we're talking about the seifa. What seifa? That we're not mentioning the first case where the husband went away. We're only talking about where the wife went away. Right? Now, just skip the parentheses. Ha, when Reb Yossi said that if you puzzle al acherim, you puzzle at yourself, the ozli arusaso vigiso. Who went away? Not your wife. Your arusa. And your brother-in-law. You were not fully married. You only half married. Only had an erusin. Vaha. And when Reb Yossi said that if you puzzle others, you puzzle yourself, you don't puzzle yourself, that's the ozli ishto vigiso. That's where the real wife goes. What's going on? V'kamar Tanakama, loshna ishna v'gizo, v'loshna arusasa v'gizo. It doesn't matter if it's your wife or if it's your engaged wife, right? Aishas giso. Let's say your wife. Aishas giso asira ishto sharia. It doesn't make a difference. Rachel and Avraham, whether they're fully married, whether all they have is erusin, and then Yitzchak and Leah. Leah, and what happened? Rachel and Yitzchak go away. Avram marries Leah. Then they show up. Says the Tanakhama, Leah, it doesn't matter if it's Erison or not, Leah can't go back to her husband. What about Rachel? Rachel can. Right? Now, what happens? Oh, come on, Reb Yossi. Rizzi comes along and says, one second. Ishto v'giso, if there's a full marriage, Deleka, Lememar, Tanahai v'le b'nesuin, where they cannot undo the marriage by making up a Tanai, because there's never a Tanai by nesuin. Right?
No one would assume that.
The ain't no puzzle. So there's no puzzle. There's no psul. Arusasa v'giso. But one second. What about Rachel and Avram? Only Arison. The ikula mamar tonight have a lady kedushin. You could have made up for tonight. They were only married if he won the lottery. But he never won the lottery. Right? Therefore, his marriage to Leah was not a marriage. Was not an iser. Because he was never married to the sister. Right? Right? So then it would be a different story. That's what Reb Yossi meant to say. Two totally different things. We hold like Reb Yossi. Says in one second. Maskel for Reb Yosef. Mi amar Shmuel hachi. Shmuel said we hold like Reb Yossi. Va'amar va'itmar. Yevama. What about a Yevama? So Rav Amar, Harei ke'eshesish, she's like an eshesish. Ushmul Amar, eino ke'eshesish. She's not like an eshesish. In what way? Vamar v'huna, kigon, shekidesh achiv esa isha. A man was makadesh a wife. V'halach lo l'medina zayam. V'shama shemeis achiv. They already died. V'amad v'nasa ezishto. Then what happened? One of the brothers did Yibam. Brother, they only had Kedusha. And he did Yibam on Kedusha, which you have to do also. Right? Then, the Rav Amar, Harehi ke'eshes ish, she's like an eshes ish, v'asur li'avam, and asur to do yibam, right? V'asur li'avam, she's asur to the first husband. Why is she asur to the first husband? Because she's like a full-fledged wife, and since they only had kedushin, we'll say there was a Tanai that didn't get fulfilled, so she's moved to this guy. Shmuel Amar Eino Ke'eshes Ish V'Sharilei, and she's mutter to the first one. Okay? So what's the question? The question is, how can we paskin like Reb Yossi? Right? What's the question here? What's the question? Shmuel said we paskin like Reb Yossi. However, over here, Shmuel has in this crazy case over here, he allows the marriage to stand. But Reb Yossi didn't allow the marriage to stand in the exact same scenario. So, you hear that question? How could Shmuel hold like Rabbi Yossi, but then hold not like Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara answers, Amalei Abaya, Mimaydechi Amar Shmuel Lachak Rabbi Yossi. How do you know that when Shmuel said Lachak Rabbi Yossi, Ad Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Ka'amar, that he was holding Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's reason, but the whole thing with the Tanai. Dilma could have Ami Ka'amar. Maybe he was holding like Rav Ami. Rami said, back to the first Mishnah, right? All that also complicated, but it wasn't a question of the Tanayim. V'inami ad Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and even if he held like Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Mimai da apostle. How do you know he agreed with Rabbi Yossi on the puzzle side? Dilma Eino puzzle. Maybe only on the Eino puzzle side. Maybe on the Eino puzzle he agrees with Rabbi Yossi, which would not be a kasha here. Only on the side when they don't puzzle, when you can make up the Tanai, like here. Then it would be consistent. You know, we'll do one more second. Inami mimai de isil de Rav Huna. How do you know he holds like Rav Huna? That said, that with one aid, she can go back to the husband. Dilma, that's not kid Rav Huna klal. Maybe it doesn't hold like Rav Huna at all. Or kid Rav Nuna kamiflagi. Tam Rav Nuna shemeres yavam shezinsa asura liyavam liyavama. If shemeres yavam has relations, she's asur. The Amar Rav. The Rav Amar Harei Keishes Ish U Masilna Biznus Ushmul Amar Ain Keishes Ish Vula Masilna, right? Not a problem. V'inami or one more line. V'inami or Kedushin Tosin B'Yivama Kamiflagi. Maybe they're arguing about a Kedushin that if it applies to the Yivama. The Rav Amar Harei Keishes Ish V'Alo Tafsik Va Kedushin Ushmul Amar Ain Keishes Ish Tafsik Kedushin. If that's the case, V'Fligu Ba Kacha Dazimna. They argued about that one time already on Daftarik Beis. Yeah, Chad Bechal, Chaverta Itmar. That machlokas and this machlokas are the same. Well, you learn one out from the other. Okay, so now I rush at the end to look that over. At least we finished the sugya, and now we're up to the Mishnah on Daftarik Vavamid Beis. Everybody have a very, very good day. All right.